Hello, Irina, and everyone. This is Holly, and I am going to try to record my reply, or I am going to record my reply to you. A lot of interesting things we might talk about here. A word-for-word translation would be a translation that is as accurate as possible, or some people might determine that to mean or interpret that to mean that you're not translating true to the other language's grammar, but rather translating exactly word for word. So for example, if in English we use the adjective before the noun, that is how we would translate it, even if the language we were translating into usually puts the adjective after the noun or the adjective as part of the noun in a conjugated form. If you translate word for word, one interpretation could be that you translate exactly word for word, even if that is not the correct way to say those words, to speak or write grammatically those words in another language. Word-for-word translation is what gets many English language learners in trouble. If you think about a sentence in your own language, your own first language first, and then simply translate it, it's usually an incorrect sentence in English. You have to think in English, and the word order and various grammar usages often change. So grammar has form, meaning, and use that all impact a translation. A word-for-word translation may not take all of that into account. So I wanted to talk about this sentence because when I read, recently I've learned that a word-for-word translation is taught in linguistic universities. What is a linguistic university? I don't know of any. I know universities who offer degrees in linguistics, but I don't know the concept of linguistic university is unknown in my experience, and taught at a university. This subject is taught at this place. This professor teaches at this university. So the preposition is something I wanted someone to notice. So I hope this helps you understand why I was questioning her sentence. I also want to comment about your notes about Facebook and that you're used to, you said employ Facebook, awkward verb choice, used to using Facebook, employing Facebook, but employ has more than one meaning and it could mean that you are hired by, that you hire Facebook if you employ, if you're used to employing Facebook, you hire Facebook. So better to use a different verb here for clearer meaning. So I think you are saying that you are used to using Facebook. I'm used to Facebook would be an appropriate sentence. I'm used to Facebook. It's what I know. I have a lot of British friends there and interactive groups to improve my knowledge in English. So Facebook works for some people, does not work for others. The biggest difference, or one of the biggest differences between Facebook and Loop, is that Loop has threaded discussions. So you can come back to this same discussion weeks, months later, and it will still be intact. In Facebook, those discussions are difficult, at least for me, to find again, to follow. You follow whatever is happening at the moment and you forget about anything from the past. It's difficult to find it again, is my personal reaction to Facebook. There are things I like about Facebook, but I do not find it an ideal platform, social network, site for learning and practicing English in an ongoing way. There are exceptions to that, but big differences. Here is for focused practice, and I think easier to find your way around. Many people do not. The mobile app for our site. We do not have a mobile app at this moment. We have a mobile version of our site. If you just add /m for mobile or look at the footer of our site, you can find the link to the mobile version. But we don't have any apps. I do not understand enough about them or have the tech expertise to create them at this point. I don't fully understand exactly what you're hoping to find without seeing other specific examples. So you might give us the links to some specific apps or search further on Loop. We'll find posts. Mikhail started a group about smartphone use and apps and has shared some recommended apps. I think you mean reply rather than replay. Two different words, two different meanings. So reply, replies, IES, REPLY for reply. So I hope you'll edit your posts more carefully here. I hope you'll find your way around using our site. And I hope you will continue to post these excellent questions. Asking questions, you can get answers, and you can help other Loop members better understand English and Loop. So thank you, and I'll hope to hear from you again soon. Bye for now.